The state tournament is on the line in Columbus as the second-ranked Crofton Warriors tangle with the Ravenna Lady Jays. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Minute 45 to go here in the quarter. Marvichka at the free throw line. Swings it back to Matenka. Up top to Hand. Marvichka left side. Catch and shoot. Three. Good. Man, is that on the money. Marvichka with her first bucket, and Ravenna now up by eight.
These two programs have dominated at the state tournament in recent years, but first they have to get to Lincoln. Tonight they battle for that right. It's the Blue Jays and the Warriors coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lakeview High School in Columbus with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to C2 District Championship Basketball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda at Burwell High School for the C2-5 District Championship game between the Ravenna Blue Jays and the Huskies of West Holt. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show on this Monday night, where winners will advance on to the state tournament and losers will go home, except for Ravenna. They're in no matter what. Right now they are the number one seed of the wild card, but the coaches tell me that no matter what happens tonight, they will probably slide to the number two because Archbishop Bergen, if they win, would move past them. Now, if Archbishop Bergen would also get upset, then that means Ravenna would hold on to that number one spot, it would appear. But Archbishop Bergen playing a much better team record-wise tonight than the Ravenna Blue Jays. Somewhat of a surprise, of course, as amazingly tough record-wise the C210 sub-district was. It's not a surprise that the other side of the district is not that strong at all. In fact, Crofton was the number one seed with a record of 13-8, and this Atkinson-West Holt team upset them in the sub-district final on Thursday, 35-34 with a pair of free throws with a second to go, and they come in with a record of 9-15, winners of their last three. For Ravenna, they are 19-5, and only one of those losses is to a C2 school, and they have played the likes of Gretna and Boys Town and Kearney Catholic, and they have a lot different resume. And so on paper, it looks like a huge mismatch that you heard in the open of David and Goliath. West Holt, they haven't been to state since 1992 and really have not been much of a power since the Chubbuck Peacock days in the late 80s. For Ravenna, they weren't much in the 80s and 90s, but here in the 2000s, they have been very, very dominant. They get to state, and they win games at state, and they expect to do that again this season. We'll take a break. Come back and look at the starting lineups as we get ready for Ravenna and West Holt right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show from Burwell. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors and to the athletic director here for a long time, Kevin Carson. Of course, Burwell, a former member of the Lou Platt Conference. So Ravenna, very familiar with them. I'm very familiar with Burwell growing up in the Ord area. Of course, in Ord, and knowing a lot about Burwell, had a chance to see Coach Garrett Mann here in the pregame. And Atkinson West Holt, of course, tussles with these Burwell Longhorns from time to time as well. Right now, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in the area. Their growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years is unparalleled in the Tri-City area. They've also concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, the starting lineup tonight for the Huskies of Atkinson West Holt. Number 10 is a 5'10" senior, Bryce Rossman. Number 12 is a 5'9" senior, Trevor Butterfield. Number 20 is a 6'1" junior, Tanner Osborne. Number 24 is a 5'11" senior, Wes Wilson. And number 40 is a 6'3" sophomore, Marcus Marcellus. The head coach of the West Holt Huskies is Todd Hale, assisted by Brian Rentschler. They come in with a record of 9-15. They defeated Elgin, Pope John, and Public. That's now a consolidation in the opening round of sub-districts, and then defeated Crompton 35-34 in the sub-district final. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, number 21 is a 5'11" junior, Trevor Saborin. Number 25 is a 6'3" junior, Tyson Anderson. Number 31 is a 6'5" junior, Connor Baronic. Number 32 is a 5'11" junior, Mark Cremosta. And number 43 is a 6'2" junior, Lucas Wilkie. The head coach of the Ravenna Blue Jays is Paul Baronic, assisted by Tony Schirmer, Randy Bastet, Ryan Duncan, and Adam Mingus. Ravenna comes in with a record of 19-5 on the season. They are ranked third in the Lincoln Journal Star, fourth in the Omaha World Herald with that 19-5 record. They defeated 17-5 Burwell in the first round of sub-districts and 21-4 Arapahoe in the sub-district final. And Arapahoe looks like they're going to get in on a wild card. Shelton, who's also in that sub-district and lost to Arapahoe, looks like they could get the other wild card unless somebody gets upset here tonight. Ravenna's losses this year came to Gretna, Donovan Trumbull, Kearney Catholic in the conference tournament semifinals, and then they ended the year on back-to-back losses to Boys Town of the Heartland Hoops Classic at their lowest output of the year at Ord. But they turned that around and got two nice wins, scoring 60 points against Burwell and Arapahoe. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. It's Ravenna and Atkinson West Holt coming up next. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
And welcome back to Burwell. Ravenna will be the traveling team in the blue and white trim, the home white with a little purple tint for the Atkinson West Holt Huskies. Ravenna, come out, take care of business. This could be over after one. Right now, tonight, West Holt has to survive the first quarter. Get through that first quarter and you may be able to stick around for a little bit tonight. They have to survive the first quarter. Tanner Osborne to jump center for West Holt. Connor Baronic to jump center for the Ravenna Blue Jays. The two-time defending state champions went away from another district championship, and the opening tip will be controlled by Ravenna. They get it right into the hands of Saborn, who attacks the hoop and scores. And so, just 3 seconds into the ball game, and Ravenna is up 2-0, and that will allow them to put the full court pressure on. And West Holt will get the ball into the front court and then secure it. West Holt does not want to get into a running game here tonight. They want to slow this basketball game down. Ravenna will come out and play man-to-man defense as they do every game all year long. And spreading the floor, running some folks through West Holt. Top of the circle with it is Rossman. They've got a mixture of youth and a little bit of older players. And the ball is knocked away. The steal is made by Cremosa. Cremosa out ahead of the pack, goes in for the layup. It's 4-0, Ravenna. So West Holt used a lot of time but never got a shot away. And it results in a turnover, 4-0. Now West Holt to throw it in, makes the long pass to Marcus Marcellus. He's the tallest player on the floor at 6'3", but he's the youngest at just a sophomore, a junior and three seniors. And you'll also see a 6'5 freshman in Adam Moon later on. First shot of the game for West Holt on the baseline by Marcellus. It's too strong, goes over the rim and is ricocheted off a Ravenna player out of bounds. So West Holt will get another opportunity. You know there's some nerves out there for West Holt. Inbounds pass comes up top to Rossman. He's guarded there by Anderson. Swings it over on the right side to Butterfield, guarded by Saborn. Hand off there to Tanner Osborne. Skip pass left wing. Had it open three, but Marcellus didn't take it. Down to the baseline, West Holt drives. The ball will be ripped away out of bounds by Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie went up, and I guess you can call that a block shot. He almost stole it right out of his hands from midair. So West Holt underneath their own hoop. Inbounds pass tipped away, and Wilkie will come up with it. Two on one. Wilkie to the hoop, a layup and in. So two West Holt turnovers, two Ravenna layups, and it is 6-0, and a timeout going to be called here by West Holt. So it didn't take long. We're only 90 seconds into the ball game, and a timeout has been called. 6:34 to go in the first quarter of play. 6-0 Ravenna. We'll be right back.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Well, after the initial shock here, Atkins and West Holt calls a timeout. They'll break the press. Up the floor they come on the left wing. Rossman got it underneath for a layup up and in by Marcellus. So West Holt does what you got to do when you break the press. You attack the bucket, and West Holt's on the board. And at the other end, Marcellus knocked it out of the hands of Baronic, but the Blue Jays save it. West Holt's going to try and play man-to-man here, but they've got somebody wide open. Two guys are trying to guard Baronic. They get it inside for the short jumper Saborn. It won't go. No good. And an over-the-back foul called on the Ravenna Blue Jays. That's the one difference between the Jays this year and what we've seen over the last 6-7 years, the depth factor. They are not a deep ball club, and so fouls do matter a little bit more. This one's on Lucas Wilkie. First foul of the game on either team. The ball will belong to Atkinson West Holt, but it's stolen on the inbounds by Wilkie. He feeds it off for another layup up and in by Tyson Anderson. So three turnovers for West Holt, three layups for Ravenna, and it's back to a six-point lead at 8-2. West Holt in the backcourt with the basketball. Trevor Butterfield, and he's called for the travel. Not only do you have to find a way to score with Ravenna, more than half the battle right now for the Huskies is getting the ball into the front court. Ravenna wants to come out and put this away early. Their girls on Friday battled from an underdog role, something that they can learn from, that they want to go out and finish this early. Trying to lob it inside to Anderson. It's deflected away, but Wilkie picks it up. So a second chance here. Anderson drives, double team, shots blocked, but there were three Huskies, and a foul will be called. Two free throws coming up for Tyson Anderson. And the first foul of the game on West Holt. You're listening to Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Minden. And the foul was on Wes Wilson. And the free throw by Anderson, who took very little time, is off the mark. If you're looking for the Minden-Ainsworth game, it's currently airing on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. All those games can also be heard on KKPR.com. Anderson hits the second free throw, and it is 9-2 in favor of the Jays. Also, we'll have updates tonight on St. Cecilia and Centennial as they play at York. Ball in the hands of Tanner Osborne, and it is West Holt with the basketball. They hit a few threes with a win over Crompton. We have yet to see either team fire a three yet. Ravenna hasn't really had to set up in a half court. Marcellus in the paint kicks it out. Here's the three-pointer on the way off the front of the iron. No good by Butterfield. And the rebound will be brought down by Baronic. Up the floor come the Blue Jays. West Holt does a good job getting back defensively to slow down the transition attack. Wilkie up top to Saborn. Saborn drop step into the hoop. Puts it up. Drew some contact. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Throw it up Cremosta. And then Wilkie's over the back. Cremosta couldn't get it to go, and Lucas Wilkie has just picked up his second foul here in the first quarter for Ravenna. Going up over the top that time of number 24, Wes Wilson. So he'll come out, and checking into the ball game will be Garrett Irvine. Garrett, a 6'4" junior. 9-2 Ravenna with the lead here early in the first quarter of play. Up the floor with it come the West Holt Huskies. Throw over the top of the double team. Get it to Marcellus. Back to Osborne. Tanner Osborne stops between the circles, and his pass out of the wing to Butterfield is deflected away out of bounds. Now checking in for the West Holt Huskies will be Adam Moon. Here's your big freshman. And now Wilkie's going to come back in with those two fouls. Now Adam Moon, a 6'5" freshman. Let's see how much they want to get him involved. He could be a factor. He would be the tallest player on the floor. Now Baronic 6'5", but that's a different 6'5". He's a 6'5 guard. Moon's a 6'5 center post player. As the ball is knocked out of the hands of Butterfield, steal is made. Up ahead, trying to knock the ball back. The player, Bryce Rossman, ran into the official and ran into the running Ravenna Blue Jays and commits the foul. Trevor Saborn will go to the line and shoot two. So again, the turnover directly leading to possible points here. Oh, no, they're going to say no free throws. Okay, no free throws for Saborn. The foul on Rossman is his first. Instead of free throws, it's an inbound. The layup is missed that time by Anderson, but we do have a whistle. Was it on the shot or was it on the rebound? Looks like it was on the shot. Now two free throws coming up for Anderson. He's 1-2 just a moment ago. Tanner Osborne with his first personal foul. Free throw rattles home and good. For Tyson Anderson, 4 points for Anderson, 10-2. Ravenna leading West Holt. Second free throw up, and it is in, 11-2 with 4:20 to go here in quarter number one. Inbounds pass all the way up to midcourt to Rossman, then he throws it backwards to Osborne. Still on the backcourt to Butterfield. Butterfield has it picked away by Anderson. Anderson's going to pull up from 15 and hit it. Tyson Anderson now with 7 points in the quarter, and Ravenna has the kind of first quarter that they wanted. A timeout will be called by Coach Todd Hale of the Huskies. So we're not quite midway through the first quarter, and Ravenna off to the kind of start they had hoped. It's the Blue Jays 13 and West Holt 2. We'll be back in a minute.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Well, West Holt has had to burn their second time out here the first quarter and try and find a way to stay in this basketball game. As they break the press, throw it up to Moon. They've got a three-on-three, kick it on the left wing. Quick jumper is on the way and knocked down by Bryce Rossman. So the first outside bucket of the ball game for West Holt, and it's 13-4 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays. Baronic kicks it on the right wing. Into the hands of Saborn, back to Baronic on Moon. One dribble, pull-up jumper over the 6'5 freshman from 16 is no good. Irvine trying to get the rebound, couldn't control it. Out of bounds it goes, and back over to West Holt. Again, West Holt comes in 9-15, Ravenna 19-5. Great crowd on hand. Paul McDowell, the only one I think that we're missing here tonight. Heard that he must have had some trouble getting out of bed this morning, so he couldn't make it. He's tired. He's tired. Ravenna turns it over. Ravenna makes a steal, and West Holt has it. So, Big Mac, we know you're not here. Well, what's going on? Ravenna basketball. They work it around the perimeter. Into the ball game for Ravenna is Sid Techmeyer. He has it. Hands it off to Baronic. Good switch that time defensively by Westholt. 13-4 down low. They get it to Irvine. Irvine inside for another layup. And it's not too tough to make those shots. Garrett Irvine with his first bucket. Once again, Westholt breaks the pressure. Moon's going to take it at the hoop. He gets hipped. He puts it up. It almost goes, but it doesn't. And the foul is on Garrett Irvine. His first, and a big freshman, Adam Moon, will go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. Again, you just look at where these programs are and have been. Westholt, remember they won it all with Chubbuck and Peacock in 1988. They've only been to state one other time since then. That's 92, where they were one and done as Moon hits the free throw. Losing to Grant by 43 in that game. So they'll need a map to get to Lincoln if they can pull the upset tonight as Moon hits the second free throw. And it's 15-6 in favor of the Blue Jays. Quickly up the floor, and as they try to get the entry pass to Anderson, a reach-in foul going to be called on the Huskies. And the foul is going to go against Tanner Osborne, and that is his second. Ravenna ball underneath their own hoop. Baronic looked in the paint. Nobody there. Kicks it out top to Wilkie. Back to Connor. Baronic with the original five starters back on the floor now for the Blue Jays. Top of the circle, cut off by Moon. There's the back cut, pass to Saborn, missed the layup. Offensive rebound, Wilkie back up and in. Well, Westholt caught a break on the missed layup, but Wilkie stayed with it and stuck it back up and in with 2:35 to go here in the quarter. Another turnover. Ravenna comes up with it, but then the ball goes out of bounds off the Blue Jays. Mark Cremosta was trying to track it down, thought he was going to get it for the shot, but ended up stepping on a baseline, so Westholt will maintain possession. 17-6 Ravenna, 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Moon. He's in the backcourt. He'll give it off to Butterfield. Bounce pass into the front court to Tanner Osborne. Dumps it into the corner to Rossman. Rossman lobs it to Moon. They lost Moon. He's got a little jump shot off the glass up and in. Nice move by the freshman. And Adam Moon with 4 points now. 17-8 Jays. Quickly into the front court, trapped in the corner, reversal over to Baronic. He comes left corner. Anderson has some room. Passes through the lane, and a nice defensive steal that time by Butterfield. First Ravenna turnover. Butterfield saw the back cut coming and made a nice play, stepping in the passing lane and getting the first steal of the game for the Huskies. And we're back on to Moon. Moon down the lane, got touched on the arm. The shot doesn't good. He's not going to get called for a foul either. Moon probably was, and the rebound brought down by Saborn. Long outlet pass to Baronic. Underneath, Wilkie ball fake, has a man land on him, and that is the third foul, I believe, on Tanner Osborne. Don't think we'll get free throws because they landed on him on a pump fake. But Osborne with his third personal foul, the fifth foul of the quarter here on the Huskies, and checking in will be Levi Wentworth. 5'9 senior at Osborne, three fouls, a minute 38 to go here in the first quarter. Ravenna inbound to Anderson, right-hand corner. He decides to drive, spins, off glass from six and scores. So Tyson Anderson with 9 points in the quarter, and it's 19-8. And stepping out of bounds, coming up the floor is going to be Westholt's Trevor Butterfield. Have a few of the kids sitting here in the front row, which I thought was a no-no, and that's exactly where he stepped out of bounds. I think he thought he had a little more room. Westholt with their eighth turnover here in the quarter. And Ravenna ball. Baronic, he'll take it in on the side, throw it up to Saborn. Off the pick, they'll find Cremosta. Back over to Baronic. Weak side, right side, there's nobody there. Techmeyer's back in for the Blue Jays. Left-hand corner, they'll go to Baronic. Connor holding it, guarded by the freshman Moon. Brings it up top and reverse it right side to Cremosta up top, three-pointer. Saborn hits it. Trevor Saborn with the first three-pointer attempted in this basketball game, and another timeout going to be called here by Westholt, their third of the ball game. But back-to-back buckets by Ravenna give the Blue Jays a 22-8 lead. A minute to go in the first quarter, and we'll be right back on Classic Hits.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings, from years past. Flashbacks, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
A minute to go in the first quarter, and West Holt has already used three timeouts. And they trail Ravenna 22-8, and Baronic just about gets another steal, but was out of bounds. Couple of scores for you at the end of three. In Class B, a semifinal, the Adams Central boys 31, Hastings 15. And in C1, St. Cecilia leads Centennial after one, 15-8. Also, the Minden Ainsworth game currently on the breeze, 94-5. Here, West Holt skip pass over this zone, and Baronic's going to block the three out of bounds. Connor Baronic came flying over there to block Butterfield's three-point attempt into the crowd. And another chance here for West Holt. Garrett Irvine going to come in, and checking out will be Sid Techmeyer. Still have 37 seconds. We can't see the score clock very well from our vantage point, but 37 seconds to go here in the quarter. In the left-hand corner, Marcellus into Moon. Moon tries to throw it deeper to Wilson and overthrew him, and out of bounds it goes. So the ninth turnover for the West Holt Huskies, and Ravenna will inbound a basketball. Walking the ball up the floor will be Trevor Saborn, as the Jays appear to want to play for the last shot here. Into the front court to Anderson. Left-hand corner, Saborn. Saborn really being pestered there by Rossman, so he decides to drive on him, and he's able to get him crossed over and get the blocking foul called. Bryce Rossman with his second personal foul. And that is the sixth team foul. So Ravenna will have it underneath their own hoop with 16 seconds to go in the quarter. And West Holt will bring Cole Moon in. So you've already got Osborne on the bench with three fouls. Now the other starting guard, Rossman, has two. Butterfield, of course, also a starting guard. 16 seconds to go. Ravenna will throw it into Cremosta. Out top to Anderson. He's trying to get the ball to Saborn. Instead, he's dribbling in place, goes to the high post, Cremosta to Baronic. Baronic, wraparound layup, up and in. Connor's first bucket. Clock winding down, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and West Holt will not even get a shot away. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. And Ravenna came out and did what they wanted to do. They dominated the opening 8 minutes. It's the Blue Jays 24, Atkinson West Holt 8. You're listening to the boys' C25 District Final here on Classic Hits.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
The staff and management of Leprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Leprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Leprino Foods in Ravenna. Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
And welcome back to High School Hoops on Classic Hits, and as always, the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We start the second quarter. West Holt has the basketball, and a hand check foul going to be called on the Ravenna Blue Jays. That'll be the fourth team foul, and the first foul on Trevor Saborn. And it will be an inbounds pass here for the West Holt Huskies, trailing 24-8. We'll give you some first quarter numbers here in just a moment. Right now, working it around the perimeter, just looking for a good shot to the left-hand baseline. Nothing there. The high post. Marcellus dropped it, and a foul is going to be called on the Ravenna Blue Jays again. This foul will also be on Trevor Saborn. So two quick ones on Trevor. Inbounds pass comes to Rossman. Rossman to the high post, looking for a shot off contact, and scoring is Wes Wilson. Wilson with his first bucket, and it is 24-10. Blue Jays lead it. They work the ball around the perimeter on their first possession. We'll have some score updates here for you in just a moment. Back up top they go. Connor Baronic, guarded by the freshman Moon. He'll drive and dish it to the right-hand corner and then get it right back from Cremosa. On the low post, trying to get Moon to commit, puts it off the glass, and he'll score. Had to go high over Moon, and it caught the inner front of the rim, and Baranek with his second bucket of the ball game, 26-10. Now a long pass to Moon to break the press. Baranek cuts him off, so he dumps it into the corner. The jumper by Wilson won't go. Rebound by Baranek. Up the floor, the Blue Jays. Long pass to Wilkie. Doesn't have numbers. He'll hit the trailer suborn. They leave him alone for an open three, and it is no good. Rebound pulled down by Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie back to Anderson. Floater down the lane. No good. Long rebound. Lucas Wilkie gets another one. And another opportunity here. Baranek tries a three. It's short, no good. This time, the Huskies will get the rebound. And coming out of there with it will be Wes Wilson. That is the first rebound of the game for Atkinson West Holt. And it comes with 90 seconds gone in the second quarter. In the first quarter, West Holt, 9 turnovers. Ravenna, 1. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 for Ravenna, 0 of 1 for West Holt. Free throws, 2 of 2 West Holt, 3 of 4 Ravenna. And Ravenna comes away with another steal. Outlet Cremosa. He'll lob it down to Saborn, who's wide open and hits the layup. 7 points for Trevor Saborn. And again, most of the turnovers for West Holt are going right into points. And now West Holt turns it over again, but this is out of bounds, so Ravenna cannot get a fast break out of the deal. Adam Moon has 4 points to lead West Holt, 9 for Tyson Anderson, 7 for Trevor Saborn for Ravenna. And Ravenna ball coasting and cruising here in the first half. Anderson floated down the lane, had a little contact, took a weird shot, it didn't go. Rebound brought down by Wilson. Slow down as they give it to Tanner Osborn, who's back in the game with 3 personal fouls. Swings it over on the right wing to Rossman. Down to the low post. Backing his way in is Wilson. He turns, runs right into Baranek. Baranek makes the steal. Baranek stripped it away and made the steal. And up the floor come the Blue Jays. Baranek the trailer. Swings it over for a 3. Saborn fires, and it hits the front of the rim. No good. Baranek, easy put back and scores. Connor Baranek now with 6 points after being quiet the first 7 minutes. He's hit 3 buckets here in the last 3 minutes of the ball game, and it's 30-10 now in favor of the Blue Jays. And a foul going to be called as a steal was made. They're going to say it was not clean. A foul called on the Blue Jays. After 1, Minden 13, Ainsworth 13 in the C15 final over at Broken Bow, currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Adams Central has defeated Hastings High tonight, 39-21, to advance to the B5 final tomorrow. So that's what we've got for you right now on our network of stations. Crossover dribble. Osborn comes down the lane, puts it too high off the glass, and the rebound comes down to Saborn. Saborn up the floor, doesn't have numbers, stops on the baseline, kicks it back out to Techmeyer, who's checked in. Sid's going to fire the three and nail it. Techmeyer with the three-point bucket and his first points of the game. And Ravenna dominating, pressure in the backcourt. They get another steal, but then they throw it away. Techmeyer got the steal, thought he had his man Baranek, and threw it into the crowd. And a timeout going to be called here by Atkinson West Holt. They only have 1 remaining. The coach will use his 4th timeout with 4:44 to go in the first half. It's Ravenna 33, West Holt 10. We're back after this.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Dudovac here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com from Burwell, Nebraska, where we are bringing you the C25 Boys District Championship game. And West Holt having trouble, but they get it inside. Marcellus turned around, leaner from 6, too strong. Baranek will pull down his 4th rebound here for the Blue Jays. Outlet to Techmeyer, right back to Baranek, to the top of the circle. Pull-up jumper from 16 and got it. Connor wants to get that shooting touch back before they get to state, and he has hit 4 shots here in the last 4 minutes. And it is 35-10 Ravenna with the lead. They are on an 11-2 run to start this quarter. They started the first quarter on a 13-2 run. And Moon, the freshman on the bench, he was able to help him out inside. Kick it out on the left wing to Trevor Butterfield. Butterfield into the paint, passes on the shot, kicks it to Osborne. Back up to Butterfield, who comes to the top of the circle. Trying to set a pick over the left wing, they get it to Osborne. Working on Veronica, skip pass right side to Rossman. High post they go to Wilson. Wilson casts it up and scores. Wes Wilson has both buckets here in the second quarter for West Holt. And that'll break the run by the Blue Jays. 35-12, your score. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, score updates, first half stats of this game, a girls' state tournament preview. As Ravenna gets another three away, this time no good by Techmeyer. Rebound Garrett Irvine, he's in traffic, has to get out of there with him. And a reset for the Blue Jays. Anderson left wing, back to Moronic. Dribble, shot, 12-footer, good. Connor is on fire right now, 8 and a quarter, 10 of the game. And not only has West Holt run into a more athletic team, they've run into a hot shooting team now. It was a lot of layups early, but now Ravenna's hitting some jump shots. And Rossman has it on the right wing. Ball between the circles. Decides to dribble into the paint. Dishes it off. Had his man committed. Kicks it back up Osborne. Tries to fire it down low to Rossman. It's in and out of his hands. Turnover, and then Rossman trying to get it back. Commits the foul. Both teams are in the one-and-one, so we'll shoot some free throws. And that's the third foul on Rossman. Osborne has three. So some problems already here in the first half, and Ravenna's going to go a little deeper on the bench right now with Alec Cremosta and Paul Bauer checking in for Ravenna. So they'll play tonight, and then they'll be off until next Thursday. First round of state. Free throw is up and in for Sid Techmeyer. Everything indicates that this will be the number two seed in the C2 tournament. And we'll talk more about that later in the game as Alex Lemberg now checks in for the West Holt Huskies. Second free throw, Techmeyer is up, and it is in. So Techmeyer hits them both. He's got five, and it's 39-12 Ravenna here in a district final. So a mismatch of teams in the state pairings, it would so appear. Left wing with it is Marcellus. Marcus gets it into the paint. Better do something with it there, Wilson. He hasn't got out of the paint. Now finally makes the pass. Right baseline, Osborne takes the shot from eight and hits it. Tanner Osborne with his first bucket of the ball game. 39-14, fast break three at the other end. Techmeyer drains at his second three of the quarter. Techmeyer has eight in the quarter. And Ravenna has put up another 18 so far, and we still have 2:10 to go before halftime. 42-14. With it on the right wing is Lemberg. Lemberg going to be fouled out front by Alec Cremosta. And that will be a 1-1. Checking back in is going to be the big fella Adam Moon, and checking in for Ravenna. Here comes Amon Miller with a rare first half appearance. The foul on Cremosta, his first, and at the line, Alex Lemberg to shoot the 1-1. The free throw off the heel, no good. Moon got the rebound, and he's fouled on the footpath. So Adam Moon will get to go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws. He's the only man that had made it to the line before that last attempt by Lemberg. He's 2 of 2. And the foul, I believe, is going to be on the big fella Paul Bauer, and it is. That's his first. And the free throw is up and in by Moon. So Moon has 5 of his team's 15 points. And checking into the game now, looks like Tyler Douglas, maybe. Second free throw up, and it is in. And it is Douglas that has checked in. So Moon, 4 for 4 at the line. And he has 6 of his team's 16 points, 42-16. Miller with it. Between the circles, they'll go to Cremosta. Cremosta back over to Miller against the man-to-man, tries to lob it inside, and stepping in front to make the steal is Wes Wilson. Up the floor come the West Holt Huskies, and Osborne has it top the key. Moon pops out left wing, guarded in the man-to-man by Douglas. Back to the top of the circle to Wilson. Trying to spread the floor a little bit and take the second teamers off the dribble. Driving to the baseline, Osborne. Kicks it back out top, Lemberg. Underneath, they've got Wilson open. Pump fake and scores. Wes Wilson with 6 points all in this quarter. And now trying to make the steal. It is made. Trevor Butterfield up the floor. Another layup. Moon, he'll score. And a timeout going to be called by Ravenna. And that's enough of the second teamers for Coach Paul Baronic. He was trying to be good and play as many kids as he could here with that 26-point lead. But a little run here by West Holt, and one thing you don't want to do in the postseason is give anybody any momentum when you don't need to. A minute 16 to go in the first half. It is Ravenna 42, West Holt 20. We'll be right back.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals & Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals & Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
As we come back to play, Ravenna has reinserted their starting five, and on the inbounds pass, we're going to get a foul called here against Trevor Butterfield. And Butterfield with his first personal foul. 1-1, Saborn, and the first free throw is no good. And we're going to get a foul called on Wilkie. Oh, no, just going to say it went out of bounds, okay? Thought we were getting a foul on Wilkie, which would have been his third. But instead, the ball is batted away and out of bounds to West Holt. And Cole Moon's back in there. You got Adam Moon along with Alex Lemberg, Wes Wilson, and inbounding the basketball is Butterfield, and the pass is deflected away. Again, the original starting five in there for Ravenna. Saborn, Anderson, Baronic, Cromosta, and Wilkie. We're just a minute five away from halftime here in Burwell. Inbounds pass comes to Cole Moon. Quickly up ahead they go. They've got Lemberg. He drives. Left-hand scoop shot no good. Baronic will yank down his fifth rebound here for the Blue Jays who want to run. Out ahead to Anderson. Ball deflected, but he gets it back. Stopped them for a moment from attacking the hoop. In transition, good get back by Butterfield. As we approach 40 seconds, Baronic lobs it to the baseline to Saborn. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by West Holt. And back in is Bryce Rossman. And right now, I know it's not a close game, but Coach Hale's got to be a little careful here. He's got guards in there with three fouls before halftime playing defense. West Holt to throw it in. Moon guards the inbound. They get it to Anderson on the left wing. Back to the corner to Baronic. Baronic off the pick. Brings it back up top. Let's see if they want to play for the last shot. Use a lot of time. Connor, up and under move on Moon. Dishes it to Anderson in the lane. Off balance, one-hander, no good. Ball tipped nearly out of bounds, and then it's off the face of Wilkie and ends up in the hands of the West Holt Huskies. I'm going to give credit to Adam Moon for the save there as they bring the ball into the front court. Under 12 seconds to go now before halftime. Driving in, Butterfield dishes it into the corner. Open three, Rossman around and in. So the only three of the ball game for West Holt right there. And we are at halftime as Connor Baronic threw it the length of the court. And it went in the cylinder but kicked out. It would have counted. So we're at halftime here. And let's just let you know that West Holt put on a little bit of a run here after it was 40-12. They end the half on an 11-2 run, some of that against the second teamers for this ball club from Ravenna. But it is halftime in the boys' C25 district championship game. It's the 19-5 Ravenna Blue Jays leading the 9-15 West Holt Huskies out of Atkinson, 42-23. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashbacks for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, beard brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashbacks, where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Burwell High School. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school hoops throughout the season and here in the postseason. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're at halftime of the boys' C25 District Championship game. Ravenna 42 and Atkinson West Hope 23. Other scores at the half. It is Hastings St. Cecilia 29, Centennial 21 in the C13 final that is going on at York. And in the C15 final at Broken Bow at the half, Minden 28 and Ainsworth 17. That was tied at 13 after one, but Minden goes on a 15-4 run in quarter number two to take the 11-point lead at halftime. Currently airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And again, any of those games also, you can find them on our webpage at kkpr.com. Earlier tonight in the Class B5 semifinals, low-scoring affair, Adams Central 39 and Hastings High 27. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got more basketball action for you on our network of stations. The Class D districts will be going on tomorrow. And the D15 at Kearney Catholic will have Axtell taking on Overton. We will have that for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Then in Class D2 tomorrow night, right here on Classic Hits, it's the D24 from Luke City as Pleasanton takes on Sargent. While on the Breeze, 94.5 FM tomorrow night from Stromberg and Cross County High School, the D2 District 2 final between Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family, and all those games tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Then it's the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament, which comes up on Thursday. We'll preview some of the games for you right after this timeout.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. At the half, it is 42-23 in favor of Ravenna. And we'll look at the first half numbers here in just a little bit. But first, let's take a look at the numbers and the state high school girls basketball tournament that gets underway on Thursday. Plenty of area teams will be playing in Class B. It's a rematch of the district final as Lexington takes on Holdridge at the Devaney Center at 8:45 on Thursday night. Then in C1, we will have the Minden-Gordon-Rushville game right here on Classic Hits at 3:45 from Pershing Auditorium. Then at 7 o'clock, Centura will take on Sandy Creek at Pershing. That game can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And at 8:45, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Ashland Greenwood at Pershing on 12:30 AM, KHAS. In Class C2, Sutton will be taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic. That game Thursday is at 2 o'clock. In Class D1, Amherst, making their second ever trip to state, will take on the top seed West Point Central Catholic Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Lincoln Southwest. And we'll have that game for you here on Classic Hits 98.9. And in D2, Ansley plays Why Not at Lincoln Southwest Thursday morning at 10:45. And at Lincoln East Thursday night at 7, Lawrence Nelson will be taking on Brady. We will have all of the state championship girls and boys tournament games once again this year, this Saturday and next Saturday on ESPN 1460 and 1550, and always on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com. We are at halftime here. We'll be right back with more and the first half stats as Ravenna leads West Holt 42-23 after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers of our ball game. First of all, for the Huskies of West Holt, Bryce Rossman has 5 points. Tanner Osborne has two. Wes Wilson has 6 points and two rebounds. Adam Moon has 8 points and two rebounds, and Marcus Marcellus has 2 points. I had West Holt with 0 rebounds in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first quarter, 2 of 3 in the second. All of those made free throws from Adam Moon. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first, 1 of 1 in the second, and turnovers, 9 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Foul situation, Tanner Osborne and Bryce Rossman each have 3. 8 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second, and at the half, West Holt, 23 points, 4 rebounds, 4 out of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from three-point land, and 14 turnovers. For the Ravenna Blue Jays, this is how things stack up. Trevor Saborin, 7 points, 2 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 9 points, all in the first quarter. Sid Techmeyer, 8 points, all in the second quarter. Connor Baronic has 10 points and 5 rebounds plus 1 block. Mark Cremosta, 2 points and a rebound. Lucas Wilkie, 4 points, 3 rebounds and a block. And Garrett Irvine, 2 points and 1 rebound. Now, Ravenna went scoreless there for the last 2 minutes of the first half. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 of the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 4 in the first quarter, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, 2 of 6 in the second. Turnovers, 1 in the first quarter and 3 in the second. Foul situation, Lucas Wilkie and Trevor Saborin each have 2. Ravenna had 24 points in the first quarter, 18 in the second, and at the half, the Blue Jays have 42 points, 12 rebounds, 5 out of 7 at the free throw line, 3 of 7 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 4 turnovers. And at the half of this boys' C25 District Championship game, it's third-ranked 19-5 Ravenna, leading 9-15 West Holt, 42-23. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Time to get the second half underway here on Classic Hits. And a three-pointer. We'll start it with Trevor Saborin. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Bryce Rossman, as West Holt has not pulled down many rebounds in this game at all. And Rossman keeps coming, keeps coming. And now a shove-off on Connor Baronic. I wondered how he got so open, dribbling right down the middle of the lane here. And they're going to call him for a push-off between midcourt and the 28-foot line, and for Rossman, that is his 4th personal foul on the first possession of the second half. So the guards in some foul trouble here because Osborne has 3, and he got all of those in the first quarter. West Holt trying to pick up their defensive intensity. They'll kick it out for a 3. Baronic on the way. It's going to skip out, no good. Ball comes to the floor and picked up by the purple and white of the Huskies. Up the floor comes Tanner Osborne with his first rebound. They sag off him. Wilkie now comes out, kick it out top, 3-pointer, Marcellus atop the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Baronic, that's his 6th of the ball game. Long pass down to Anderson, saves it up to Saborin. Trevor for 3, good. 10 points now for Trevor Saborin in the basketball game, and it's 45-23. A huge lead here for Ravenna, but they were up by as many as 30. West Holt went on a little run before halftime. Coach Baranek put in his second team, and it allowed West Holt to get some quick baskets, and now Connor Baranek might be coming out of the ball game. He was driving in, thought he was going to have a layup. Somebody flashed in front of him, so he tried a behind-the-back pass, and it wasn't that close, and it's turned over. So each team turned it over on that possession, and that will not please Coach Baranek. But with this kind of lead, it's one of those you just let go and talk about later. And now a steal made by Anderson. Anderson trying to beat everybody back. It's stepping in front of him and getting it right back will be Butterfield. So Butterfield using some speed and a good burst there to steal it away as West Holt will have the basketball into the paint, putting up the little leaner. It will not go for Tanner Osborne. Baranek with the rebound. He's going to dribble it up the floor. Right side, right wing, stop. Saborn up top to Cremosta. Back up to Baranek. Right side of the key, dumps it into Saborn. He's double-teamed and has used up his dribble, needs some help, and finally it's knocked out of his hands and will stay with Ravenna. Ravenna has four timeouts remaining. West Holt only has one. They used four of them in the first half, three of them in the first quarter, and of course they were trying to find a way to stay close, but Ravenna kept busting them with steals. And at the other end, shot going to be blocked out of bounds as Saborn got that back cut. But blocked away by Wes Wilson. I think the fans were expecting a foul, and the players kind of looked at each other, and nothing happened. So it'll be Ravenna basketball. Adam Moon's in there guarding the inbounds of Baranek, and now the pass will be knocked away. And give Butterfield credit. He's hustling. He makes the steal. Lobs it over there. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Lemberg. Now into the paint to Moon. Moon, as he tries to go up, oh, he got fouled. No call. Going to have to go down as a steal, but he got fouled by Anderson. And at the other end, Anderson dishes it off to Wilkie. Moon blocks his shot, and they call him for a foul. That was kind of a bad reversal of fortune there for West Holt. Anderson got away with a foul for the Jays down here. Moon should have been at the line, and instead we go to the other end, and Wilkie is at the line to shoot two. Lucas 4 points early in the first quarter. That is the first foul on Adam Moon. Second foul here in the quarter, and the free throw by Wilkie is right through there. 46-23. And for Ravenna, again, a very good free throw shooting team, right at about 71% on the season. Second free throw, good. So they even do that well. And it's 47-23. The first 5 points of the second half belong to the Blue Jays. A couple of free throws and a three. West Holt basketball, Osborne dribbling between the circles, fires it over to Levi Wentworth, who has come in. His pass stolen away by Anderson, uncontested layup, and he blew it. It's too strong. He felt some pressure behind him, and the rebound brought down by Wilson, and now we've got a foul. I think that's the first layup that Ravenna's missed. And checking into the ball game now will be Garrett Irvine, and the foul will go against the Blue Jays, Trevor Saborn. And they have posted that as his fourth foul. So Saborn apparently with four. I only had him for two, which would have made that three, but apparently that's his fourth. And back at the other end, West Holt. Spinner from the free throw line. Shot up, rattles in and out. Butterfield, no good. Irvine with the rebound. Up ahead to Saborn. Kicks it into the right-hand corner. Cremosta back to Baranek on the wing against the man-to-man. Both teams have been playing that man. West Holt's man-to-man hasn't been that bad against Ravenna. Just so many Ravenna points have been on steals and layups. When they do get in this half-court game, West Holt's done a pretty good job. Ravenna eventually gets that back cut on them a couple of times, but their man-to-man hasn't been too bad. Now Baranek off the screen for a three, hits the front of the iron, no good. Ball is deflected out into the hands of Saborn. To Baranek, drives right side through the double team, and he spins it over the rim and in. A dozen points now for Connor Baranek. And it is 49-23 Ravenna, 4.5 to go here in the third quarter of play. And again, West Holt has had a slow offensive start in all three quarters, and with an attempted steal in the backcourt, Mark Cremosta will be called for the foul. His first of the team, second. Again, that's the story we assumed it would be coming in. Could West Holt handle the pressure? And the answer was no. They have 18 turnovers in the game, and we're not quite midway through the third quarter. Nine of them were in the first quarter when they fell down 24-8 into the front court. Osborne, his pass nearly stolen away by Baranek, deflected to Butterfield, comes in with a left-hand runner and scores. Trevor with his first bucket of the ball game and the first points of the second half for West Holt. 49-25, Wilkie attacks. Ball comes right out of his hand as he went up for the shot, and Ravenna turns it over. Ravenna had four turnovers total in the first half. They've turned it over four times in 4 minutes. here in the third quarter of play. So Coach Veronik eventually, if this keeps up, will probably call a timeout, tell his team to keep their focus. Because you don't want to lose that focus even though you're really manhandling the team that you're going up against. And West Holt now with another turnover, trying to get it up against the pressure. And Butterfield came back for the ball and just barely, they say, stepped on the sideline. So it's Ravenna ball at midcourt. Veronik gets it to Sid Techmeyer, who just came into the ball game. Back over to Wilkie, outside the arc, left side of the key. Up top to Anderson, right side Veronik. Veronik on Moon. He'll drive. He'll dish it to Irvine. Garrett doesn't want the shot. Well, he did, but he didn't take it. Back up Anderson. He'll kick it left-hand corner. Veronik, great pass into the lane to Wilkie, who's fouled on the shot. It will not go, but Lucas gets two free throws. What a bullet of a pass by Veronik. Great catch of that pass by Wilkie, who gets two free throws. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Levi Wentworth with his first foul, and Wilkie's free throw is off the front of the iron after he made two just a moment ago. Checking in now, Marcus Marcellus again for West Holt coach Todd Hale, whose team 9-15 but did win their final three as the free throw is up and in. Of course, they had to win two of those just to get to the district final. And it's 50-25. The score doubled up right now by Ravenna, trying to save a wild card for somebody else, and trouble in the backcourt eventually gets deflected out of bounds by Veronik. I think if he doesn't deflect it, they're probably going to get the 10-second call. But now they get a fresh start. Into the backcourt they go, ball deflected away, into the West Holt crowd, into the bench. I think it's going to be off of Veronik. Let's see, yeah. That's one of those when the officials know it's a 25-point game, it's a little easier to point who's going to get the ball on a break. Inbounds pass in front of their bench. They'll lob it up to Tanner Osborne. Osborne waits, swings it over the right side to Wentworth. Now a quick reversal over to Butterfield on the left side of the key. Working on Techmeyer. Drives into the lane. Got it punched away from behind. And a late whistle that time. They'll call the foul on Ravenna. And it's going to go on Wilkie. Third on Lucas. And so West Holt will maintain possession. 3:09 to go here in the third quarter. Ravenna 50 and West Holt 25. Apologize if I haven't said the score quite enough for you. It's just Ravenna's been in such command. Underneath their own hoop, West Holt will get it in. In contact, Wilson, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Garrett Irvine. They got a good look, it just didn't fall. Now Anderson for three at the other end. It comes up, no good. Ball is deflected into the corner to Veronik, his eighth rebound. Up to Techmeyer, to Cremosta. That's Mark in the game. And they're playing around the perimeter right now, trying to find a gap. Anderson drives, kicks it back out. Techmeyer reverses it left side. Irvine, 17 feet away. He'll wait for Anderson. Off the pick, sets him up for a three. Tyson leaves it way short. And Veronik goes out of bounds, trying to save the basketball. In fact, he put his foot on the wall before he threw it back in. So it was an easy call for the official. Not a lot of room, as there is in most gyms. Not a lot of room between the end of the court and the wall. It's just a typical gymnasium here. They get a little more room there at Ravenna, but most of the gyms that have been around for a while don't have a whole lot of room at the end, even some of the new ones, like one of the sides at Gibbon, like at Kearney Catholic. Right now, the West Holt Huskies are looking for some points. Veronik goes out, blocks the shot right into one of the crowd members, and they're going to give the ball to Ravenna. So Veronik blocks it. And we've got a substitution as Anderson's going to come back in. Again, some score updates for you. St. Cecilia, all of a sudden, is in a tussle as Centennial is hanging with them. It's now 37-36. St. Cecilia, remember, huge win over Central Catholic, but St. Cecilia still must win tonight to get to state. A lob into Irvine. He's covered. The ball stolen away, and the save made by Trevor Butterfield. And a battle ball in the backcourt. So what a shocking game and result that would be if St. Cecilia can't get the win. Centennial battling for a state berth tonight. Only down one now. They were down 7 at the end of one. They were down 8 at half. And they outscored St. Cecilia 15-8 in quarter number 3. Right here, it's Adam Moon, a low block for West Holt. Needs some help. Skip pass up top Butterfield. Got around Veronik, over Irvine. Off the glass, no good. Ball deflected away. Picked back up by Marcellus and scores. Marcus Marcellus with his second bucket of the ball game and only the second bucket of the half for West Holt. 50-27 Ravenna, a minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Veronik fakes the three. Into the ball game, Alex Cremosa. He has it over to Anderson, who will be fouled. Now, one young man that has picked up the intensity here in the third quarter is Trevor Butterfield. Now, that's his second foul. But he's got a couple of steals. He's found a way to get a bucket. And you can tell he's a little tired out there, but what the heck, he is trying. 50-27, Ravenna. Ravenna has only scored 8 points here in this quarter. As they've slowed it down a little bit, Veronik on the right wing. But they have attempted six threes, only making one. Veronik elevates, 12-footer right wing, no good. Over the back foul, going to be called on the Blue Jays. And so we will walk to the other end. Looks like it's going to be on Garrett Irvine. And that'll be the second on Garrett. Team fouls even at four apiece. 1:06 to go here. And a little full court pressure going to be put on again here by the Blue Jays. They've taken that off for a while. And West Holt will break it. They'll get it down to the baseline. Marcellus blocked from behind by Veronik. West Holt fans wanted a foul. They didn't get it. They'll go to the other way. Wilkie lays it up too strong. No good. Collision at the end. Everybody's okay. Rebound by Marcellus. Up ahead he goes to Butterfield, who didn't have numbers and peels it back out of there. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. On the right elbow with it will be Marcellus. Spinning, looking for somebody. He'll find his man Butterfield for the three. It's off the iron, no good, and an over-the-back foul on West Holt as Mark Cremosa grabbed the loose ball. The foul will go on the Huskies, and it'll be on Levi Wentworth, his second, team's fifth. Down to 31 seconds to go here. Again, don't forget, tomorrow here on Classic Hits, it'll be Pleasanton Sargent on ESPN 1460 and 1550, Overton Axtell. Giltner plays Lindsay Holy Family tomorrow on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Right now, a chance to play for the last shot here for Ravenna, should they choose. After getting 42 points in the first half, only 8 here in the third quarter. And we are down to 20 seconds to go in the third. Saborn with the four fouls back in. Skip pass over to Anderson, back out for Veronik. Just passing it around the perimeter, waiting for that last shot. West Holt went for the steal, didn't get it. So Anderson tries, dishes, layup, up and in. Mark Cremosa. If you overplay the ball, that's what Ravenna will do to you. 8 seconds to go. Adam Moon, outlet pass into the front court to Cole Moon. Cole comes down the baseline, has his shot partially blocked by Veronik, and it actually went off the top of the backboard and almost dropped in the hoop. But the horn sounds, and we are through three here in the C25 Boys District Championship game. Ravenna 52, West Holt 27 on Classic Hits.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. As we start the fourth quarter, it's stolen away. Connor Veronik tried to dunk it, and he missed it. Tried to dunk it, and he missed it, and Bryce Rosman will get the rebound. So a chance to get the crowd up and going, but it didn't work that time, and the ball will come back over to West Holt. Now, the crowd was anticipating it. Connor knew it, but couldn't finish it that time around. Don't get that many chances at the high school level. Now Veronik trying to make up for that miss with a steal, and he knocks it out of bounds. We'll give you some updates here on the statistics in just a second. But right now, a low-scoring third quarter. Ravenna outscored West Holt 10-4 after being up 42-23 at the half. And the Blue Jays is going to be content to coast home from here. West Holt still working. Marcellus kicks it back out top to Tanner Osborne. Into the paint. Turnaround jumper no good. And a foul going to be called on Tyson Anderson. That'll be the first of the ball game on Anderson. And two free throws now coming up for Tanner Osborne, who has not been to the line, has just 2 points, and the free throw is good. Leading scorer for West Holt continues to be Adam Moon. He had 8 in the first half and still does. 6 for Wilson. Second free throw is up, and it is in. So Osborne hits them both. For Ravenna, they are led by Connor Bronick with 12, 10 for Saborn, 9 for Anderson, 8 for Techmeyer, 7 for Wilkie. So a very balanced scoring attack so far as the ball is knocked out of bounds. And Ravenna will have to throw it in again. You're listening to Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you from Burwell, the boys' C25 District Championship game. Bronick to Anderson, dishes it off underneath to Wilkie, the short jumper up and in. And Lucas now has 9 points. The first points of the fourth quarter belong to the Blue Jays. Belong to Wilkie, and it's 54-29. At the other end, West Holt breaks the pressure, goes in for a short jumper, won't go by Wilson, and Bronick pulls down his 9th rebound. Outlet pass Anderson, right wing, comes into the paint, kicks it back out, quick reversal over the left side, Saborn to the baseline, forces it into Wilkie, good catch again, up and in. Tough pass, and Wilkie's made a couple nice catches on tough passes and turned them into points. Now full court pressure, jump pass, they do get it to Marcellus, still on the backcourt, and then they throw it away, trying to get it to Butterfield. That is the 20th turnover for West Holt, but considering they had 9 in the first quarter, and really about 4 of the 5 they had in the second quarter were early in that quarter, they have taken much better care of the ball here over the last quarter and a half. Again, part of that is due to Ravenna not having to put on so much full court pressure off made buckets. Wilkie with it into the right-hand corner. Dump it off there. Cremosta overplayed. Now the baseline's wide open, and he drives and scores. They tried to overplay his pass back out to the perimeter so much that they forgot that he was going to drive down the baseline, and Mark now with 6 points in the ballgame, and it's 58-29. West Holt into the front court, dish it off on the right wing. They'll go to Marcellus. Marcellus, ball fake, drives and scores. This is a little bit more of how the West Holt Huskies were playing over the last week here in this second half, as Marcellus now with 6 points. Veronica will put the ball on the floor. He'll drive. There's Wilkie. Good cut. Lays it up and in. Wilkie, the benefactor of some very nice assists. 6 in the quarter now for Lucas Wilkie, and it is 60-31. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats, a chat with Coach Baronic and more. As West Holt turns it over, up ahead at 3-on-1, Saborn brings it in, and he'll score. A dozen points for Trevor Saborn, and another turnover going right into a layup. Up the floor, West Holt, without much pressure, brings it into the front court and trying to throw it back door to Rossman was Osborne, and it goes almost up to us. Turnover for West Holt. In C1, at the end of 3, it is Minden 49 and Ainsworth 26. So that game was tied 13 all after 1, and Minden has really put the hammer down over the last 2 quarters, and they are going to keep Ainsworth from going to state as Ravenna turns it over here. The ball slips through Connor Baronic's hands. Again, the big story is St. Cecilia only leads Centura by 1 in the fourth quarter. Our game has never been in doubt as Ravenna jumped out to a 13-2 lead and was up 24-8 after 1. They were up 42-23 at the half and now lead at 62-31, and West Holt turns it over again. Veronic, bounce pass, trying to get it down low to Garrett Irvine, who has checked in, and Irvine can't grab it, so Ravenna turns it over. Irvine, Techmeyer, and then the big three, Veronic, Anderson, and Saborn, are on the floor right now for Coach Paul Veronic. But we saw a lot of different kids in the first half, and I'm sure the starters have about finished up their work here for the night. Veronic, though, before he leaves, is going to make another steal, taking it out of the hands of Osborne. But Osborne is stuck with it, got it back, goes to the other end. The layup good over Anderson. So it was a tough way to get the bucket, but Tanner Osborne now has 6 points, 62-33, Blue Jays. Saborn at the other end draws the double team, trapped on the baseline, swings it out to Anderson, to Techmeyer. Going to go back over to Saborn on the weak side, right side. Back up top, Anderson. Back door, they lost Baronic, and he lays it up and in and draws the foul. Connor Baronic, who hasn't had to post up very much tonight, saw his opportunity and a chance for a three-point play. First trip to the line tonight for Connor Baronic. And coming into the ball game for West Holt will be Levi Wentworth and Marcus Marcellus. The foul on Wilson was his second. And at the line, Drake Baronic. He'll put the first free throw on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Marcellus, his third. We're down to 3:50 to go in the ball game. 64-33, Ravenna cruising here in the C25 district final. Bounce pass down the low post. They get it to Osborne. Turn around, jumper over Baronic. No good. Offensive rebound brought down by Wentworth. His put back, a foul called. They tried to stuff Wentworth, but the foul will be called on Ravenna. And it is going to go on number 30, Sid Techmeyer, it looks like. There were three blue jerseys in there. And Techmeyer will get his first personal foul. And the free throw is up and no good by Wentworth. Baronic would have been credited for his fifth block there had there not been a foul. And more substitutions in for Ravenna. Wilkie returns. So does Cremosta. So you have the original five in there for just a few more seconds. Second free throw is up and in. So Wentworth gets one of two. And it's 64-34 Blue Jays. Up the floor with it will be Saborn. To Baronic. He'll hold the ball, guarded by Adam Moon. Long bounce pass over the left side of the key to Saborn, to Anderson, back to Baronic. Just kind of running some clock right here. Spreading the floor, looking for that back cut. Not looking for a three, trying to get it inside. Connor drives, dishes it off of the wing. 15-footer, short by Saborn. Rebound Wilkie, and he's fouled from behind by Marcellus. That'll be the first foul on Marcellus. And Wilkie has had himself a big fourth quarter, 6 of the 12 points here for Ravenna. He's got 13 points. He's 3 of 4 at the line, and he'll shoot 2. And the free throw is no good, and we're going to see the benches clear now for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and a couple of guys also coming in for West Holt. Cole Niebauer checks in for the first time. Cole Moon comes back in. And for Ravenna, we'll set the 5 after this free throw by Wilkie, trying to hit the second, can't, and the rebound is loose in the paint, fight for it, Niebauer had it, it ends up in the hands of Bauer, he scores. Paul Bauer ripped it away and gets his first bucket, 66-34, 3 minutes to go in this contest. Up top with it, it's going to be Lemberg. Lemberg drives, Lemberg has it punched away and out of bounds, he'll keep the ball. And back in for Ravenna. They've got Alec Cremosta, Amon Miller, Garrett Irvine, Sid Techmeyer, and Paul Bauer. Inbounds pass, tried to get it to Niebauer. He got it, but he couldn't get a shot. Originally, it was in the paint. By the time he grabbed it, he was out by the three-point line. So West Holt works it around the perimeter, drops it down to the baseline to Lemberg. Lemberg finds Niebauer, and his little eight-footer from the elbow is good. So Cole Niebauer comes in and scores on his first shot attempt, 66-36 Ravenna. Cremosta trying to get it down to Bauer. Niebauer stepped in front. Hooked him a little bit, knocked it away. The steal is made by Marcellus. Ravenna with their fifth turnover of the quarter, 14th of the ball game. 10 of them here in the second half. With it is Cole Moon, dribbling up top, trying to get an offense set. Final game of the season for West Holt. Lemberg, top of the key, decides to try the three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Bauer to Amon Miller, who finds Alec Cremosta. Cremosta into the front court to Techmeyer. Right wing picks his dribble up to Miller at the top of the circle. Sets for a three, fires a three. It's off the mark, no good. Long rebound somehow ends up in Techmeyer's hand, who gives it to Bauer, and he'll be fouled. Good hustle there, and Bauer's going to go to the line and shoot a pair of free throws. And we'll see a few more subs come into the ball game here. But we've got two free throws to go. A minute 55 remains. And Paul Bauer to shoot two free throws. And he kind of has resorted to the one-hander, and he hits it. 67-36. Checking in now for Ravenna, Tom Siskowski. Siskowski comes in with Tyler Douglas. And the second free throw is up, and it is in. So Ravenna has Paul Bauer hit it. And it's now 68-36 as West Holt brings it into the front court. And the West Holt student section chanting that they would like to play another sport like volleyball, it appears, where they might have a better chance. And here's the steal made by Tyler Douglas. And Douglas trying to get up the floor. Big fella not used to doing that and got called for the carry, so it goes right back over to the West Holt Huskies. You're listening to Classic Hits and KKPR.com. Doug Duda with you from Burwell. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Kevin Carson as Riley Klinger has come in for West Holt. Over on the right wing to Ben Bohr, who's going to try a three-pointer. No good. Rebound, Klinger. So everybody that's suited is playing tonight. Give it off to Cole Moon. Moon drives the left baseline before he gets the shot away, though. We're going to get a hand check foul. Doesn't matter. Both teams are in the bonus, so a 1-1. Foul will be on Alec Cremosta, his second. Stop the clock with a minute 22 to go. And Cole Moon, a chance to get into the score column here, as he'll shoot two free throws, and the first one is good. Well, it's a 1-1, but still good. And it is now 68-37. We were at 40-10 at one point in this game. Second free throw up and good. So Moon hits them both. West Holt has done a pretty good job on their free throws. They're 9 of 11, according to my book. Just a quick glance here. And with it is going to be Tyler Douglas. Over to Miller. Amon gets it up top to Suskowski. Tom swings it back over to Cremosta. We approach 1 minute to go in this district final, and we've got a reach-in foul on Riley Klinger. And that'll be the first on him, and it's going to allow the big fella, Tyler Douglas, to go to the line and shoot a 1-1. That is the 19th foul on West Holt. Douglas, a 1-1, looking for his first point of this district final. Will put it up, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Neibauer. A minute away for the Mississippi Sports postgame show. Finals results. We'll give you stats, final scores from other games, and hear a foul call. Well, as scary as it was for St. Cecilia, apparently they really got it done in the fourth quarter of play, outscoring Centennial 15-3, and St. Cecilia wins it tonight 52-39 as the free throw is up and in by Cole Moon. So he's made three in a row. And a chance to get to 40 points here against Ravenna on the way, and good. So not a bad effort. That's better than the two teams did in the sub-districts. Up the floor is Siskowski. Tom will under a minute to go. 68-40. The Blue Jays get it underneath to Douglas. Throws one over his head and scores. Tyler will do it the hard way and get his team to 70. 70-40 Jays. 40 seconds to go in the game. Cole Moon brings it into the front court with a left-hand dribble. Swings it over to Ben Bohr. Ben guarded by Amon Miller. Into the corner they go to Neibauer, who drives back out Bohr. 12-footer, in and out, no good. Ball punched out of bounds, and it'll belong to Ravenna. 26 seconds to go in this basketball game. Again, we want to thank all the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports, as Ravenna will win this ball game easily tonight. Last couple of possessions, Douglas out to Amon Miller. Under 20 seconds to go, 15 seconds, and then trying to make the steal. He got a tie-up and a foul going to be called on Klinger, trying to get it away from Tyler Douglas. So Tyler gets to go back to the free throw line, and that is the 10th foul, so two free throws coming up for Tyler, who missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier this quarter. But he gets two here, and the first one is up and in. 3 points now for Douglas, 71-40 with 13 seconds remaining. And the second free throw on the way, and it's right through there. Nothing but net for Douglas. Last possession for West Holt. Pressure in the backcourt by Ravenna. Here comes Levi Wentworth up ahead to Cole Moon. He goes right to the hoop. The runner is no good. Rebound brought down by Paul Bauer. Bauer up ahead to Cremosta, who's going to get a layup at the horn, and it's good. So Alec Cremosta gets the final points of the basketball game. And the Ravenna Blue Jays come in and do what many thought they would, and they did it the way that they are used to doing. Come in, put the pressure on early, force turnovers, get some easy buckets, and then settle into your game and work over the overmatched opponent. And that's exactly what happened here tonight. Ravenna jumped out of the gate to a 13-2 lead, forced 9 first quarter turnovers, were up 24-8 at the end of one, and it was never in doubt after that. In fact, it never got closer than that. The final score, Ravenna 74 and Atkinson West Holt 40. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.com.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They stock 8 and 12-yard forced ejection scrapers with other models also available. Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
Ravenna Superfoods is a place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. A proud supporter of the Ravenna Blue Jays on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Ever wonder why Ravenna has such great athletes? It's all those great cooked meals at the Dewdrop. The Dewdrop is serving up home-cooked meals 24 hours a day and a large side of small-town hospitality. Proud to support the area high school teams, the Dewdrop in Ravenna.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. We have made it to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by and see him today, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Misco Sports knows that it's in the spring, whether you need track, soccer, baseball, softball, they have everything you need to get ready for the upcoming season. We're going to get a chance to talk to head coach Paul Baranek, I believe, before we run you down the final stats, because they'll cut the nets and then go down and take the photos as they usually do. But another district championship tonight for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and Coach Paul Baranek joins us here. And Coach, congratulations on the victory. Winning never gets old.
No, and when it does, if I ever look like that or act like it, then kick me right in the head. So,
well, Coach, how much? And I kind of reference, you can pick anything you want, but the girls on Friday went in, and although the records weren't the same, I think a lot of people thought they're the decided underdog. And they came around and they stuck around that ball game. They stuck around that ball game. Tonight you were the overwhelming favorite. Everybody thought you could come out and establish the first quarter. And I said, if West Holt survives the first quarter, then maybe they've got a chance. They did not survive the first quarter, and you guys come out and did what you needed to do.
Yeah, you know, it's just what we do and how we do it. It's full court pressure. It's trapping. It's running the floor. And we did that really well the first quarter. And to Wes Holt's credit, you know, the first quarter might have bumped them a little bit, but it sure didn't knock them completely off track. So you got to give their kids a little credit and your team credit, because they hung around and just did some nice things themselves. In fact, I think the second quarter was 18-15 us. So a lot of things went well for them.
Very balanced in the ball game tonight, probably on everything, scoring, rebounding, turnovers. I mean, whatever you did,
yeah,
it was pretty balanced.
Absolutely important for us, getting everybody involved. You know, we want to throw extra passes. The guys are so unselfish. Sometimes they're a little too unselfish and pass up some easy opportunities on the basket, but, you know, we're not going to squelch that.
You had a chance to put some second teamers in there in the second quarter. You mentioned 18-15. Well, West Holt kind of took advantage of that. They had their best spurt of the night right there before the second quarter. Does that give you a little halftime speech and say, hey, guys, we need to come out in the third quarter just like we did to start the game?
Yeah, you know, I had to break up a few fights when I walked in there. It's kind of nice because that's – but, you know, you say fights, but it's just guys that do not want to see – mediocrity. If you're the 15th guy on our team and you're out there, it doesn't matter. If you're not playing at the level that our guys expect you, then you're going to be held accountable. Now, you know, sometimes it gets a little vicious, but they're good about dishing it out and taking it sometimes. So our kids are good about owning up and making sure that they understand everybody's got to do what they're supposed to do. That doesn't matter who you are on this basketball team.
You knew you were going to state. You knew you were coming in against an overmatched opponent, but somehow, whether it was coaching or just the maturity of the kids, that wasn't a problem tonight.
No, you know, and you have to be guarded on that stuff, because this is a funny game. You know, you just don't know on stuff. You know, weird things can happen. You know, an ankle injury during warm-up. Who knows? You know, you're just guarded on a lot of situations. And I'm just that old guy that always gets worried about no matter what. And that's the way it is. And, you know, it was just a good basketball game. Great environment. A lot of people here. And that was fun. And our crowd and our youth and our band, really, that set the tone for us, because before we came out, yeah, we were a little matter-of-fact, maybe too much. And then once you started playing our fight song and our kids got after it, our student section, it was really cool. And for them to come, you know, over an hour to drive, too, it's not very easy to do that. So a lot of credit goes to our administration and those people that get the spirit buses lined up. And that's cool. That's what high school basketball is about. And there ain't one finer thing that's better. I don't know what it is, but this is fun. Right now, this is fun.
Coach, it looks like they're still trying to organize the picture. So one more question. You're going to state. You are the two-time defending champion. I'm guessing a lot of the papers and a lot of the pub here over the next week is going to be, even though you're not number one at the moment, they'll start dissecting the teams that you've played and that you're the two-time defending champion and that you don't have a senior on this team. What's the approach going to state this year as opposed to the past number of years?
Same way, same thing, same restaurant, same practice facilities. But right now, Jimmy Langan told me Vegas has got Lincoln Christian, Bergen, and then us somewhere around Sutton, and we, you know, we're kind of fighting for that 3 and 4 spot. But that's Jimmy Langan, Vegas, you know. So, you know, you take that for what it's worth. But, you know, Christian and Bergen are the real deal. You look at Christian's record, and they've lost to people like Norris, Pius, and whatever else us, you know. They're wow, look out. And Bergen, you know, they play GICC. They beat Kearney Catholic like a, you know, redheaded stepchild. And then, you know, Jesus, look out, you know. And, you know, Kearney Catholic beat us like, you know, two blonde stepchildren, I guess. I don't know what else you'd say.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get down there and enjoy the moment because it's always fun. And we'll see you next week in Lincoln.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate the coverage.
Thanks, buddy. Great game tonight. Coach Paul Baronic. We'll take a break. Look at the numbers right after this.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
When you need fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more, visit Petals & Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbook section with supplies and a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals & Pictures in downtown Ravenna, proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Flashback Neighborhood Grill in Ravenna is proud to support the Blue Jays. Come into Flashback for a taste of history. With the original tin ceiling, bared brick walls, and decorated with history for Ravenna like newspaper clippings from years past. Flashback's where the grill is open late for home games, so stop in tonight.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
With our producer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Burwell High School in our Misco Sports postgame show. Let's now take a look at the final numbers for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for West Holt, after they got off to the slow start, they were able to get it going a little bit against a very good Ravenna ball club, and they had a total of 9 players score, but nobody made it into double figures tonight. Bryce Rossman had 5 points and 2 rebounds. Trevor Butterfield had 2 points. Cole Moon was 4 for 4 at the line of the fourth quarter and ended up with those 4 points. Tanner Osborne had 6 points and a rebound. Alex Lemberg had a rebound. Wes Wilson, 6 points. Those were all in the second quarter. He had 3 rebounds and 1 block. Levi Wentworth, 1 point, 1 rebound. Adam Moon actually ends up being the leading scorer. The 6'5 freshman came off the bench, had 8 points all in the first quarter and 2 rebounds. Marcus Marcellus, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Riley Klinger had a rebound, and Cole Neibauer, 2 points, 1 rebound. I had West Holt for 4 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting was outstanding. 4 of 5 in the first half and 7 of 8 all in the fourth quarter in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half and 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers for West Holt, 14 in the first half, 9 of those in the first quarter, and they had 11 in the second half. West Holt had 23 points at halftime, 17 in the second half. And the Huskies finish with 40 points, 15 rebounds, 11 of 13 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 25 turnovers as West Holt will end the season at 9-16. We'll take a break and come back and look at the numbers for Ravenna right after this timeout.
The staff and management of Loprino Foods in Ravenna would like to wish the area high school teams best of luck in the game. Loprino Foods is proud to be a part of the Ravenna community. Thank you for the hometown support of Loprino Foods in Ravenna.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Got a Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. They had a total of 10 players out of the 12 suited up get in the score column tonight. And here's how it broke down. Trevor Saborn had 12 points, 3 rebounds. Alec Cremosta, 2 points. Tyson Anderson, 9 points, and those were all in the first quarter of play. Then you had Sid Techmeyer with 8 points. He hit a couple of threes, made a couple of free throws all in the second quarter. He had 1 rebound. Connor Baronic led the team tonight with 14 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 blocks, leading in all 3 categories. Mark Cremosta, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Tyler Douglas had 4 points. Lucas Wilkie, 13 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Carrot Irvine, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Paul Bauer, 4 points and 3 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 7 in the first half, 7 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 7 in the first half and 1 of 7 in the second half of play. Turnovers for Ravenna, they had 4 in the first half and 10 more in the second half. The Blue Jays put up 42 points in the first half, 32 in the second half, and they cruise tonight with 74 points, 25 rebounds, 12 out of 19 at the free throw line, 4 of 14 from three-point land, 5 blocked shots and 14 turnovers as the Ravenna Blue Jays, the two-time defending state champions, head right on back to state with a record of 20-5 with a 74-40 victory over West Holt. We'll be back with the final scores from other area games and wrap it up right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here are the scores from our other area games tonight. In Class B, the District 5 semifinals, it was Adams Central 39 and Hastings 27, and Hastings getting a bulk of their points in the fourth quarter, trying to slow that one down. Adams Central wins it 39-27. Hastings St. Cecilia had a little bit more of a battle tonight than they had hoped for. They took on Centennial, and Centennial had cut it to a one-point game entering the fourth quarter, but St. Cecilia ends the game 15-3 advantage in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 52 and Centennial 39. And it was a rough start for Minden against Ainsworth, a team that they had thumped twice earlier this season, and it was tied 13-13 after one. But Minden held Ainsworth to 4 points in the second quarter and then opened up the floodgates of the second half. And Minden goes on to defeat Ainsworth 70-43. And Minden goes back to state for the fourth consecutive year. Ravenna, they are used to getting to state now. You didn't used to be able to say that, but they have now been to state 7 of the last 8 years. And in the previous 6 years, Ravenna has always won their opening round contest. They have won their last 6 state tournament opening round games, and now if you get out of that opening round, that guarantees you 2 more games, the semifinals and then either the championship or the consolation contest. So hopefully Ravenna can stick around and do that. And as I look one more time here through our information, it looks like Ravenna will end up being the second seed in the boys' state basketball tournament. Ravenna would be that number two seed in the tournament. And, of course, I can't find the bracket at this point, but Ravenna would be the number two seed in the boys' state basketball tournament, because if Bergen wins tonight, they would pass them in points and take over the number one slot in Class C2. Of course, Bergen, a very solid basketball team. We've got more basketball coming your way tomorrow night on our network of stations, and that includes here on Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow night, we will have Pleasanton taking on Sargent in the D24 final from Loup City. Axtell will play Overton in the D1 final, the District 5 final from Kearney Catholic on ESPN 1460 and 1550. You'll have the Hastings final against whoever wins that second game there on our sister station, ESPN 1550, and on 1230 KHAS. More basketball for you there, excuse me, on 1230. And finally, Giltner plays Lindsay Holy Family tomorrow night, and that game will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. I did find what I was looking for. If Ravenna is the number two seed, they would get the first game, 9 a.m. in the morning at Lincoln High. So Ravenna would be heading down for an early game at 9 a.m. If for some reason they were the top seed, they would play at 2. But the first-round games in C2 are at Lincoln High. Well, that should wrap it up from Burwell. Again, we want to thank Athletic Director Kevin Carson and all the fine folks up in Burwell. Great to see them again. It had been a while, and to all the fine sponsors, without you, we would not be able to bring you all this exciting sports action throughout the season. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop in today, and they'll help you be better equipped for the games you play as you get ready for spring sports, soccer, track, softball, baseball, golf, whatever it is, whether you're playing or watching, something comfortable or something useful to wear during the sports season can be found at Misco Sports.